If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is another way of how God gets people out of your life that don't need to be there.
Wow.
I don't think God's using threesomes to do that. I really, really don't.
My son, proposition them with a threesome.
Hey, this is the devil. And I want you, because he's got a lisp probably. It's the devil. I want you to go over there and offer up your wife to your friend because we're trying to get him down here with us.
Like, devil, I didn't think you'd have a voice like this.
What do you mean? I have a tail.
I thought it'd be more demonic. Are you trying to trick me, devil?
Uh-huh.
You know how hard it is to be down here with it being so hot?
I don't want to find out, devil.
Look, you own the way to finding out.
I don't want to listen to you. You get off my shoulder.
I sound like the on Jaws, like on Family Guy.
You
oh, Bruce.
I'm going to bite you.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe
love
a little
that.
Lindsey Graham in there.
I can see right up them hairy legs.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Ukraine. Yeah. That's Dana, me, Dana. Lindsey. All right. Let's get serious here. Enough about threesomes, or more about threesomes, in fact. So, if you just tune in, it's Truth and Consequences. We have this gentleman here who has been ghosted by his best friend since high school. Reason being is because he was over at his house with his friend's wife. They've been cool for many years. And
Cooking out,
having a little drinky-drink, a little smoky-smoke, and she ends up saying, hey, we want you to have a threesome with us. Dude that we've been talking to thought it was a joke. It turns out it was not a joke. When he turned it down, they quit talking to him. She unfriended him on all the social media, and his buddy didn't go deer tracking. Not hunting yet.
No, she even did the two fingers in the tongue.
Bow season.
And a wink.
You know. Maybe. So he wants to, he's now very mad about this. He wants to call his friend and tell him, quote, you're stupid. And that's what he said. I want to tell him how stupid he is and also how just dumb this is that you're going to cost our friendship over this. But, you know.
Dummy!
The thing that we do for our women.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I mean, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I'd be his case. Ain't nobody throwing no threesome offering at me. And you better not if it's FF or MMF. I don't even want that FFM. And I don't even want that. That scares me. I just want to go regular FM like I do in radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's bring him back. Can't wait to say your name because I enjoy it. It's an old school name.
I've only known one.
You get a lot of people. Don't say the name yet, sir, but your name, do you have people say, ah, oh, that's a good old school name.
Yeah, it is. I like the name, yeah.
It's almost in the same vein as like a name like Hank. You don't hear it very often. That's why I named one of my goats Hank.
I appreciate you, man.
Trying to bring it back. All right. Legally, I have to ask you this, sir. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not putting you up to it. You're providing the phone number, and you're not getting any tickets to any kind of events for this. You're doing it because you want to do it, correct?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. No, all right. I don't want to lose my best friend over something stupid and, you know, weird.
Okay. And I will tell you this. If for some reason he cusses or you end up cussing, obviously we're live radio. We'll throw you on hold and dump it out and bring it back. But here we go. You ready?
Yep, I'm
all
ready.
Right, here we go. He's going to call his friend and say, you're stupid, and here's why. It also, you know, it's a weird proposition to make. I tell you what, this text right here before we can really, me and my wife have threesomes. We would never offer it to one of our friends. Boom. That's exactly what I thought.
Hello? Oh, well, look who answers the phone if the number's blocked.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude? I'm at work, by the way.
Yeah, all right. Well, this won't take long, but, I mean, this sucks, dude. You know, you're obviously ignoring me, you know, because I wouldn't have sex with your wife in some messed up threesome you wanted to have. I turned you down only out of respect for you and our friendships, and now you're totally ghosting me like I'm the bad guy.
No, nobody said you were the bad guy.
Hey, let's just let me finish before you get pissed off and hang up, Dale. You're a coward, man. That was stupid, and I thought you were better than this.
Look, man, look, we're cool. It's just a whole weird thing. I shouldn't have let you get put in the middle of it.
Yeah, literally in the middle of it, yeah.
Okay, listen. I never told you this, But back in May, Brittany caught me texting with Tiff. And yeah, she found out that I had slept with her. So, it, like,
oh, hey, man. Hey, don't say any more right now.
No, whoa. I should have already told you this. And I should have forewarned you, but Britt wanted to make it even, so she wanted a threesome with me and you. Hoyt? You there?
Yeah, I am. I wish you wouldn't have said all that. You just said a little bit too much.
You really did say too
no,
much.
No, you needed to. You need to know.
Hoyt. Dale. Yeah. Dale?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're at a Greenville, South Carolina. This whole conversation's been on the phone. That's why he was telling you to quit saying all that toward the end there.
He's trying to help you out.
This is all live, and it's not a break.
No, this did, but not on the air, though.
Yeah. We called you. Don't cuss, but...
Jesus, God almighty, Hoyt!
Well, I mean, what'd you expect?
He hung up.
Oh, crap!
We got Hoyt, but Dale hung up.
He would have got a mighty Hoyt. First off, you got Hoyt and Dale. Let's just acknowledge that. Hoyt. I love that name. Secondly,
oh, wow. Right,
we don't have to make that any worse than it was. Are you still there, Hoyt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's a lot. He's in the doghouse.
Yeah, well, it does. It makes it make more sense.
But now Hoyt's got to feel used.
It does, but that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I feel like anybody could have been in Hoyt's position, and she would have done that just to get back at Dale.
No, the best thing was like, Dale or Hoyt was like, hey, man, don't say anymore. No, man, I need to. I need to tell you this. Oh, my God.
He had to spill his guts, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Look what happened.
Well, you know,
you made it worse.
Well, you know, it actually, no. I mean, for him, yes, but it makes sense. I mean, it makes it more palpable.
That yeah, why I get it now. I mean, like that, she was just trying to get revenge.
But that's it. That's a, you know what? That adds actually more to the case of him being a dirty friend, a crap friend.
Yeah, he should have told you this.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, man, she's going to, if you want to, fine. If you don't, it's just the deal we've worked out. But no. Oh, man.
It's like, please help me out there. Don't do it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Hoyt.
What if he would have said yes? I think it would have came out in the middle of it because, you know, Dale's like, I can't do it, man.
I can't do it. Well, why'd you want to? Well, she made me. You got nothing to, you've got nothing to feel bad about here. I mean,
you got used.
He was already, this text, please isolate him saying God Almighty Hoyt. We will try to make that happen. That was an interesting exclamation.
He could have been crying. Like, Hoyt, I don't want my wife to be a pig cushion.
God,
Hoyt,
man. I was like, I got tased right when he started saying that. I just like shot, like, I just like, I started planking in my chair. Like, oh, I cannot freaking believe this.
I tried, I couldn't.
God Almighty Hoyt. Hoyt.
I think you guys should go track now.
Is that, let me ask you this. Is that the first time you've ever been propositioned for a threesome? Like, you good looking dude? I mean, you know.
I don't know, I guess. I've never been in that situation before. Not with another dude. I mean,
well,
like,
yeah, but
you
like,
know, college girls, but like, I would never.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. Or? I don't even think he wanted to do it. I think he just like I think she forced him into the situation now.
God, that's so.
He could have given me a heads up, you know. Like he could have been like, "Hey, that's gonna happen. Just you know, play it off."
Absolutely. But
he's like not even talking to me. I don't know.
Like all that happened because he, you know, was stepping out or whatever. Damn
it. Yeah, exactly. Oh man, I really didn't know about that. I did not know about that at all. He did not tell me.
Your name from here on out will be P1 God Almighty Hoyt, just so you know, if you ever call
that's
again.
That's a good one, too.
That, yeah. Listen, we always say this. You say ugh just then. You just say ugh.
I think you did.
I've seen people write it. I've never heard them verbalize ugh before, only when talking about shoes. But here's the thing. Let's check in with you in a week or so and tell us what happened, if anything, just to, you know, like a just a little update. Is that something we can do?
Yeah, we can do it. I don't know if he's going to answer my phone calls now, but
well, you can,
we
just,
can try.
Yeah, let us know.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's talk to some folks. 1-800-774-0093. Amber. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So I have a very interesting threesome story that happened quite a while ago.
Right.
I was freshly 18, just graduated high school, literally 2 days turned 18, and I had my best friend's mom and dad proposition me for a threesome, and they said they would pay for my college and buy me a car.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
And they had known me since kindergarten.
That's...
I had been best friends with their daughter since kindergarten.
God bless.
You had to be really good looking.
How were they? No, I'm just kidding. Did you do it?
Well, I did not.
What a hell of a scholarship.
I did not.
Yeah, there's strings attached to that vehicle.
There were a lot of strings attached.
Trains,
and
too.
And what
probably.
Made it worse Whips. Is they ended up divorcing a couple of years ago. And I guess their daughter didn't know about it. And I kind of I joined the Army after that. I was like,
God.
You know what? I'm not going to college.
Oh
I guess
God.
I'm not going to college right now.
Wait, who approached?
The Lord's mysterious ways.
Who approached you to do it? Of the couple?
The mom.
What?
And I mean, she was one of those beautiful, blonde,
Play the music
nice
again, family.
Fake ones.
Nice
but
fake
she
ones.
Was like, and then when I started looking back on it, like over the years,
it.
And when I still think about it, no, I don't regret it. But she would like, they had a pool at their house because they lived in Holly Tree. She would like come up behind me and like dry me off in my bikini and like walk in the room when like we were undressing, and she would sometimes like try to sleep with us in the bed.
My gosh.
I had a few instances with the dad, like, you know, I'd be in the kitchen getting something and he'd like rub up behind me. Like,
it is like the porno.
A little accidental.
It's like real
contact.
Life.
Exactly.
A little incidental contact. You know, it's a small kitchen.
Do you ever tell your parents about this at all?
I didn't come from that kind of situation.
Okay.
I would never tell my mom. She'd be knocking on someone's door.
But the thing that made it worse is I did distance myself from her, but a couple of years later, they ended up getting divorced, and that whole situation, which is public, like, information, was released, and their daughter saw it.
Oh. It named you?
I actually had to be a character witness.
Oh my God. So dad was trying to use the fact that mom made advancements toward you in court, but then you're like, wait a minute, dad also did?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's dirty.
And
you lost a friend too.
Oh man.
She actually ended up dying like a year later.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. But it was a very awkward situation.
Don't
because
tell me she joined ISIS and you're the one who killed her.
Oh my God.
That would be the way to finish this story.
No. But no, she became a raging alcoholic afterwards.
This is what decisions in life do. It's a ripple effect.
This is a Netflix show.
You're glad,
this really is.
I mean, it's a good thing you didn't do it. Because if I were the dad, I'd be like, you're going to tech and you're gonna get a lease. That's how this
Wait to see which college you go to. You're going to Millie Lewis. You got what it takes.
I got accepted into like Clemson and Tulane, and they were like, yeah, we'll foot the bill. We'll buy you a car. We'll have off campus housing for you.
But you would have been on the hook for future threesomes for sure.
Yeah, you would be.
Exactly.
Used.
They were like, we are going to have, they wanted a written contract and everything.
Oh, hell no.
My God.
I don't think dad could have handled that.
This is the kind of, mystery show that women would love to watch.
Yeah.
Can I buy your story? Paige, will you play the role of her?
Sure.
Paige is an actress.
No.
But like they were like, were they attractive enough?
It was really awkward.
A lot of people are asking how the mom looked. You've already said she was attractive. What about dad, though?
I mean, she was model attractive and he was like golf course, you know, golf pro dad. Like, I mean, they were a good looking couple. They were just weird.
People like that, they're just used to getting what they want.
He wore a matching belt with his shoes.
When we were like 12, they had like they had a really big house in Holly Tree. And this is when I should have known something was weird, because my friend was like, hey, my parents got this really cool indoor swing, and brought us to the closet, and we were playing on their sex swing, swinging, and we had no clue it was a sex swing.
How old were you at this time?
I had to explain one of those times, too.
12.
I said it was for plants.
Oh, my God.
I was 12. Yeah. But it just, it creeps me out, because they've known me since... They knew me since I was 5. So, like, how long were you thinking about? You waited until 2 days after
two
I
days.
Turned 18.
And how many times, I mean, literally, like, have they maybe had done that with others, you know? You can't imagine
first. There's talk in the town that, you know, there's other girls that they did the same thing to. But there's nobody's ever gotten in trouble for it. But
And they were all under the age of 18.
It was just weird. And then it was even weirder because, like, 2 years later, I ended up having a threesome with an old couple anyways.
Whoa, hang on. Oh, we don't have...
How old?
How old? I think the man was, like, 30. I was stationed in Germany, so, like...
What?
Differently.
Do you want to have a threesome?
Like, yeah, I think the man was, like, 32, and then there's this beautiful Scandinavian, like, 22-year-old. It was... So maybe I should have just done the threesome, and I could have just got a free ride to college.
No,
I feel
not
like you
in
did
that
the
situation,
but you did the other one because it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind, right? In a different country,
if they're kind of anonymous.
I was 18 years old in Germany, and when you're in the army, the only thing you can do is drink.
Are you blonde?
You're not working. I am very blonde.
Oh man,
yeah.
I'm 5'1". Blonde, blue eyes. I was a drill sergeant for 4 years in the Army, and none of them took me serious.
Ooh, would you dominate me and, like, scream sergeant things at me?
Like major guns?
Crap that high?
Yeah,
things?
I'd probably like, you know, how they used to do, take you out back and hit you with a hose.
Oh, yeah.
Make them do cadence.
Where the hose at?
Drill sergeant.
Me give me the tear gas.
But, no, I was a chemical
ain't doing burpees.
Specialist. So I was the one that would release the CS gas on everybody.
Oh, I like you.
Your story is
you're
just
so
like,
good.
It just when you think it's like the girl died.
Well, no, you want to know the best part?
There's so a best.
When I was a drill sergeant, they used to have to do CS training too, and you know me being little and none of them taking me serious and being. I'm not saying I'm attractive, but looking different than the other females. I used to tie CS canisters to sticks when we used to go out like on FTX missions, like field training exercises. And I'd wait till like 4 o'clock in the morning and I'd pop it open and wave it under their tent. And they would all like scream out like ants.
My God. Send us a message on social media. I want to see what you look like. Would you care?
Please.
I'm just intrigued.
No, I don't care. I think.
Don't say it on the radio.
On my Facebook. Seth was on my Facebook. I'll message him.
Oh,
Matt,
yeah,
you're on my Facebook too.
I ain't on Facebook, so it's an imposter.
That's an imposter. I want
to
see.
Well, you used to be on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, years ago. But yeah, send us a message. I just want to see. And thank you for your service. Although.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I'm glad you didn't do the car situation, because you would have done everything for them, and they'd take the car back if they were pissed off.
Yeah, it was so odd. It was so unprovoked too.
That's crazy.
You know,
that's
it's
unbelievable.
Like they just walked. We got out of the pool one day, and she's drying me off, and she's like, "Hey, I have a proposition for you," because I came from a drug addicted family, and I wanted to get out be different. Dude.
And they probably knew that and took advantage of that too. That
barely
sucks.
Legal.
That's exactly what they did.
God bless you though. I'm glad everything has worked out. I'm serious. Thank you so much. Send
Thank
us that
you.
Message. Thank you, Amber. Have a good morning.
What a story.
What a freaking story. Like if Paige had told that story, I wouldn't have believed it.
Oh.
the way your stories. Now I believe Paige's stories because that story was like unbelievable. And then it just got crazier.
Did you just turn 18?
Well, that part I didn't.
Oh, that's just so bad.
Turned up by the Scandinavian lady and the 30-year-old German guy, and I'm like, y'all met at some pub or whatever.
Oh, would you like to come back to the apartment?
Would you like me to get out of these lederhosen?
Would you like to see the strudel?
Will you dress up like St. Pauli's girl with the cleavage and all, huh?
Oh.
Who is this guy? Hang on, she's mine first.
My accent's not good.
I'm Simpsonville dead.
My apologies to BMW.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
There's no introduction other than the guy who called. This is his third appearance now. First time, I slept with my sister-in-law, my brother's wife. It was a mistake. She came on to me, but nevertheless, this is what happened. She's now pregnant, though, and there might be a situation. Then the child was born the same birthmark as the guy has, as well as his other children.
Yeah. Second call, everybody found out.
Everybody found out. He didn't know how to tell his brother. We're like, man, you got to get the DNA test. DNA test happened yesterday. He called Fat Boy during the show. We knew we couldn't do something serious with Jeremy Clements in here.
And he wanted to know what was going to happen, too.
Oh, Jug is probably listening right now on the way to wherever he's going.
Bristol?
Yeah, but I think he's going to Charlotte first. But nevertheless, Uncle Dad, are you cool with me calling you that?
I mean, I guess.
Well, we will know the real name here in a moment. But first off, I want to tell you this. You are awesome simply because one update is very rare. Two, with this finality to it. Again, this is your life. And the fact that you care. I mean, we got people running around, kids running around this world whose parents won't have nothing to do with them or this or that. And like, nevertheless.
He's trying. He's trying to make an effort.
Yeah. Before we let the cat out of the bag, where are you and your wife currently? Because there was, talk about, correct me if I'm wrong, does she not say she's willing to try to work through this? Am I wrong with that?
I mean, I'm not really sure where that stands right now.
It's all fresh.
She's been staying at her sister's house since this whole ordeal happened. I'm not sure. I mean, it's putting a toll on my whole family. My oldest daughter, who's 15, she won't even speak to me, won't answer my phone calls. It's been a rough ordeal.
I'm not going to call you Uncle Dad anymore then, because I'm just going to call you regular Anonymous. Because, but again, you acknowledged it. Like, again, there's so many people that, like, oh, yeah, I know that's my kid, or they know that's their kid, or whatever, but they don't seek it out. You seeked it out. You faced the lack of better term consequences of what happened. So yesterday the DNA test happened, or you got the results yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we got the results in yesterday.
All right, I just want to look at Paige. I want to look at Paige because I don't know yet either. Fat Boy, you know, kayfabe it, I don't care. I mean, yeah, rather.
I know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because we talk for a little bit.
Do you have any?
Join hands with me, Paige, and let's look at each other while we get the results.
Do you have any regrets?
Well, of course, he does.
Absolutely, I have. So I regret about it.
Oh, okay, you're talking to him. All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay, so get.
So I did get the results in yesterday, and the results did come back that I am the daddy. So I don't know where this leaves me. Like, my mom and everybody was at the house. Like, it's a weird catch. Like, I don't know if it's different circumstances, but it seems like everybody's more pissed off at me than they are his wife in the scenario.
You know why, though? It's because it was your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my mom slapped me across the face yesterday when we got the results together.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you're the link that connects them all.
Yeah, and I'm the older brother, so it's put a toll on everybody. I still don't know where it stands with me and my wife. Hoping and praying to God that we can. I mean, we've been together almost 20 years, been married for 17. So hopefully, we can try to work through this. I know it's never going to be the same, but. I mean, I'm willing to do whatever I got to do to earn back that trust or whatever trust there is, if anything. But at the same token, I don't know where it stands with me and my brother as far as, with now my son, I don't know how that stands as far as if I'm going to be allowed to be in the baby's life or how that dynamic's going to go. Not really sure how that's going to play out yet.
Do you feel like any relief that this is all out in the open now?
I do, and a little bit, just because, like I said, I'm not a part-time dad. I am a full-time dad, and knowing that I have, I don't know what it's like being a part-time dad, and I mean, having the being known that I have another child out there is a relief. Because like I said, whether I have to stay in it, I mean, I'm in this relationship, this child's life as a, in any capacity, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to make it the best I can, the fullest I can.
Yeah.
And make sure this child's loved and no matter what capacity I have to be in with it. But it is a relief that I know now there is no second guessing.
One quick question though. So you said your mom slapped you across the face when you got the results. Like, were you all in a room together and these are handed to you in an envelope? Or
oh my god,
no, it's only like kind of similar to where if you go to the doctor now, you log into your My Chart.
Oh Jesus, really?
Oh my god.
So when we were all sitting there and when we got the email, everybody was together. My wife, my sister-in-law, my brother, and my mom, my dad was there. And
who's the first person to say something? Like, who says something
first? First person to say something was my dad. That one's rough because, like I said, my dad, that's my idol. That's my guy. Yeah. And he hit me with that I'm disappointed thing.
Yeah.
I didn't like that one. That one stings a little bit. And then mom got upset, and then wife. I mean, it was pretty big ordeal yesterday.
God bless.
You can't blame them, though. Honestly,
no. I can't sit there and take it.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and take it. I can't be mad at them for their reactions. But it seems like I said, my sister-in-law, like she's. Ain't nobody said nothing to her as far as that. Like none of my mom or dad. My wife isn't even blaming. My wife was. I have no idea how this one's going because I'm like, hey, both of us, it's happened.
Yeah.
And like I said, she did come on to me, but that's neither here nor there. The act happened. There's a child in the world, but I'm the only one that's catching some flack from this.
I'm sitting here. I'm reading text. Hey, just got in the car. Did the guy call in and say the DNA results yet? Like, literally, like 3 minutes ago. Where were you?
Yeah.
Come on. We told you, 7:30.
So he got the DNA results yesterday. It turns out the child he thought was his nephew is his kid. And the way he found out, again, what I know about DNA results are literally based from the Maury Povich show only. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
I did
like,
so many.
And even if you went to an office, like, does the doctor walk in and say, all right, he looks at his clipboard and is like, all right. But no, it's on your chart.
Everything now.
Like everything else. So you got to get in front of the laptop or your computer, your laptop or your phone and hold it up and facial identification. And then everybody's looking around and then.
Everybody gathers around.
Anonymous, thanks for holding through that. What, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What, where do you go from here as far as all that goes? I know it's very fresh, but like as far as support goes?
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah.
I mean, that's where I said before is earlier is whatever I've got to do I'm going to do. I mean, if it's, if I've child support thing, if it's I don't know yet. Like my dad and my mom had mentioned if signing the rights over to my brother and my sister-in-law, because now that it is, DNA test, I mean, legally I have rights to the child now, so I mean, I'd have to sign rights over to my brother and them, but
let me ask you this, what if your brother said, look, That child was, for the whole 9 months, I thought it was my kid. The child, you know, pops out as my kid. Love at first sight, all that stuff. The child, you know, obviously you tell the child at a certain age, but would you, if they said, look, we can make this work if you will just sign it over?
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
I mean, if it was a stranger, probably not. Now with my brother and that, and if they won't do that, probably could. It would just be, but I would have to make the stipulation that I definitely want to be involved in this child's life to some capacity.
Yeah.
Versus just my other nieces and nephews, that I definitely do want to be involved in this child's life. And I mean, if they want to be mom and dad, and they want that, I could possibly respect that. Well, not possibly, but I could respect that.
Yeah.
And but I definitely do want to be involved with this child and them to know me in any capacity I can be.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bad mistake here, folks. Yes. Bad mistake. Real bad mistake.
This is gonna be rough, and
it stinks in here so bad right now that I'm gonna send a pretext to Mark. Our boss. I'm gonna say, you know what?
I'm saying, dude,
this was just in the idea of putting out good radio and entertaining radio and fun radio.
Oh my god! You know, ha ha radio.
This ain't even like a stink of like, you know, it's amusing because other people are suffering. It's like a disturbing smell. I don't know what those suckers eat, but
it's rough, man. Oh, I have a text.
Oh, guys, from the wrong number again?
No. Oh, we have to tell that story at some point.
Yo, Terry, what's up?
I'm not going to. Okay. This is management. I won't say who said this.
Here?
Yes. they don't know how to spell feces, first off. Do not show it on. Well, there's no way not to. We have to.
I mean,
don't text me during the show. It's not professional.
I mean, how would we not? How could you not do it?
I know.
Where's the lifeline, management? Get me out of this.
We've got to, what was the fragrance of air freshener that we have, Fat Boy?
It was mango and hibiscus. Was that it?
Oh, good Lord.
I remember hibiscus. Nursing homes? Like, what is that? Hibiscus and mango together?
What is a hibiscus? A flower? Show me hibiscus. That's why I remember I kept saying it like Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Hibiscus.
Show me hot biscuit. Hot biscuits.
That's what it was. Show me hot biscuits.
Show me hot biscuits. All right, Paige, we have your phone.
I feel like it's on my teeth.
You're logged out of, she's going to say that in a minute. We've logged out. You're logged out of social media. All that is fun. Anything you would like to say? I did do want to point out this. I said you might want to wear some old clothes, things you don't care about. And she comes in wearing my damn T-shirt today.
Yeah, trying to mess with you.
You know what? You know what?
You know what?
You know what?
When you do look at that, I do have to point this. Do like this. I'm not doing
this
for
why
Sam.
I don't wear this.
I'm not doing this for self-aggrandizing. But my sunglasses cover. It looks like a big bra on her shirt. Look at it.
That's why I don't wear
it. She said it's going to draw attention to her top.
That's why I don't wear this.
Like, my eyes are up here. My glasses are.
You were like, nice glasses. Okay, stop.
All right. I'd take your glasses off because I don't want to get.
You don't have wipers on them.
I don't want to get.
Guy's hot in here, too. It's hot.
I know. And I thought, well, we'll open the door to get a little of the funky smell out of here. But the water cooler or whatever is right there. So, and then to have the small talk going on in the background. So,
yeah, you'll make the other shows appear.
As soon as this is done, we're about to make her. As soon as this is done, I will go get the hibiscus mango product and I will spray down.
How long do I have to leave this on my face?
That's a good question.
I am not taking it off your face. So, that's why I got the paper towels. You might want to do that, but I would not. I would do that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all, guys.
Hey, y'all.
All right.
Smell dookie in the water.
Okay. So, she's on. We're all on camera. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. YouTube at The Rise Guys. And if you miss it, it'll be on the other ones, too. Like, subscribe, comment.
On demand, boy.
You know how we roll? My best side.
Look at that. Hey, don't be showing too much for free. Pants legit.
The longer you stall, the better it is for me. So keep doing it.
Stall. No, that's like, what I had to go into to get this out.
Oh my God!
I feel like you got worse when, like, when you did that little shimmy.
I don't smell anymore. I'm not smelling.
I'm rolling it
around.
Oh
no! I'm yeah, full.
I'm not smelling.
All right,
it's kicking up the dust or whatever.
I mean, it like
it's so bad.
This is a co-opted idea, but I do regret now.
I want to thank you for doing this, like the application.
Well, it didn't stink, but I had it in a bag. But once you open the bag and even close, the whiffs are out. It's done.
It's one of those bags you just take a quick hit with, like, ooh.
What are you doing?
Take a little huff. Oh, yeah, you're on her screen for sure. You can see really good.
What are you doing? You're scaring me.
You need to just lay back, okay? Now keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Yeah, she thinks something else is going to happen.
Oh. Okay.
I don't want to look at it.
All right. What do we? I said we would do two stripes.
Two stripes.
Yeah, streaks. Maybe.
It's worse. God streaks
bless
is worse.
Freaking.
See, you're gonna get sick. You won't be able to get through it. You'll puke.
Yeah, but what's odd is I'm salivating, and that's so weird.
That's pretty. That's pretty weird.
All right, eyes are closed. You don't. You trust me. You don't want to get this in the eyes. You'll get psoriasis.
Oh my God.
You might get gout.
Oh my God.
Oh,
oh God, it's hot on my fingers.
That's a healthy.
Oh, God, it stinks.
I'm so scared.
That's right. A healthy amount.
No, please.
You ready?
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Hold on, baby. It's getting stuck in your hair.
Oh, my God.
That's a huge chunk in one spot.
No.
Okay. All right. Hold on. You said two?
No more.
Hold on.
It's
no
like
more.
You just fell.
Keep your nose closed,
no,
Paige.
No, please.
Keep your nose closed. Stop. Oh, you're moving.
No, I can't help it.
You don't want to
no,
get it in your
please,
mouth.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Don't, I wouldn't be holding the nose. What's going to get on her fingers?
No. Oh, my God.
All right, look into the camera. Oh, God, it stinks.
Oh,
yes.
God,
stop.
Paige.
Move your fingers like and look at it.
Breathe.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to breathe this. Oh, I can't.
You got it so bad.
Oh,
wow. You got a soul patch, dude.
Holy crap.
I'm not opening my nose up. No.
Dude, like it.
Oh, my
stop.
God. I'm glad I don't have a farm.
Oh, I'm going to die.
Oh, God.
This is rough.
It's horrible.
And it still stinks. Like, it's got worse.
Look into the camera. Lean in. Look at it.
Oh, my God.
Like, move your nose. I mean,
no,
move your head.
Move
your head. Hey, watch
that.
This. You ready?
Oh, look at that. Look how sick you are.
Paige, look.
I can't.
You know what?
I can't
look,
anymore. No,
look,
stop.
No, look. This is.
You got to look at it, but.
It's chocolate frosting.
Oh, my God.
Even though that's what
dude,
it is.
It stinks in here bad.
I know, and watching you do that and smelling that makes it worse.
Oh, hold on. Don't smear anything. Oh, now I feel bad. Look at her.
Don't cry because it'll get in it.
Come here. Look at me. Maybe, oh, God.
Cry.
The little dab at the end. Like, you look dastardly right now. Holy crap. Dude.
Oh, look at she did.
Oh, shoot. You're getting it in your bang.
Okay, I'm going. I got to wash this off. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, that's borderline offensive.
Oh, it stinks in here still.
It still stinks in
oh
here really
God.
Bad.
We like, all suffer, to be honest.
You smell the chocolate more so, or do you smell the...
No, I smell the poo. I barely smell any chocolate.
Could yeah, you imagine how many people tuned in right before the reveal and saw me do that?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the screen cap for the promo, buddy.
You want to go wash your face off? Damn, I don't know how that went now. I don't feel bad.
We all suffered. It
oh,
stinks
geez,
like
God.
Hell.
Are you? Is that cry or is that sweat? Oh, jeez.
I'm going to cry. I mean, it stinks real. We got to go to break for real. We got to get that the hell out of here. Before it seeps into the
well,
walls.
No, we got to get the box of the bag of stuff
yeah,
out
I know.
Here. That's what stinks. But dude, she's freaking crying now.
Well, she's pissed. But we got to get the.
All right, we will go to break and get
really,
everything aired well, out in here.
How is that going to happen?
Comment, subscribe, and like.
There's never any circulation in here at all.
Uh-uh. We should have thought this out better. Dude, get your
trouble.
Finger this. This is real good.
I'm good, man.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.